trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a while away, maybe.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Good morning. It is Friday, June 16th.
Friday night at Kaya, they still got love. And the shark bar be popping like it's a nightclub.
In the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Young and Happy, and I am here with Caleb Presley.
Buenos dias, mi amigo.
Ah, very good. Some Spanish for our people.
Yeah, you know what they speak in Mexico?
I do.
English, because that's something that we always like to remind our listeners. Who shall not be named? Because
dude,
we respect your privacy and social security numbers and credit card numbers. By the way, send those on over to at Young and Happy. Actually, just DM me that.
You touched on Mexico, and it made me not want to leave this meat on the bone. When people say, like, oh, I wish it was the Wild Wild West, and I wish I could just live in the Wild Wild West.
Good movie.
Then go to Mexico. If you want to be in the Wild Wild West, it's still the Wild West down there. They have shootouts. They have guns. You can go rob people.
Are you trying to encourage our listeners to be illegal immigrants into another country?
Legally migrate to Mexico. I'm sure they would be happy to have you. If you want the Wild Wild West so bad, go down to Mexico and stop talking about it. Stop jabbing about it. We have a good happy birth today.
We don't know yet.
We don't know. I
have no idea.
Could be garbage. Could be garbage. That's very fair. I appreciate your fairness, Caleb. But we are going to hear a rap from Mike the Bike.
Yeah. So, like, just to recap, anyone who hasn't been listening, we're really involved in the rap scene. We're really just involved in the whole music realm. Period. Like, we're pretty much like the most poppin' music podcast in the entire world. I actually emailed my good friend Miss Stacy Parr at Podcast One. I said, would you mind just go ahead and changing us over from society and culture to the music genre?
Well, can we just be in both for a little bit?
And she was like, you know what?
And in both. Yeah, I had a drink. Yeah, I smoked.
Damn.
So we're both.
We have podcasts.
So we talk about this stuff, but
charting.
Mike the Bike, he's an XXX Tinashe guy, and he has some words for Rob Stone, because Rob Stone lit up XXX Tinashe at a concert, and now there's beef. And my guy Mike the Bike says, you want beef? I got a steak.
Let's go. He has steak. He knows what's at stake, and that's a lot of beef. So rapper Rob Stone is beefing with rapper XXXTentacion. Caleb and I are on Rob Stone's side, but Mike the Bike is on XXXTentacion's side. So Mike the Bike came out with a beef track. He's trying to come at Rob Stone, and we're going to premiere that track later on this episode.
Yeah, it's going to happen. If you continue to listen, it's going to happen. And if you fast forward, it will happen faster.
That is also how fast forwarding works, and some people might not have known that. So that was a big thing of you to do.
Do you think that... I mean, obviously we haven't heard it yet, but do you think Mike the Bike literally gets killed for this?
He's worried that he's going to get killed. He is very troubled about the first line. He was texting Ben all last night, who was then texting me to say, should we change the first line? Should we take the first line out? The first line stays. This is beef. We're not backing off of the beef. Or he's not. I mean, I'm on the other side of him, so I'm kind of appalled that he even wrote any of it.
And now we're honestly probably going to have to go back at Mike the Bike in defense of Rob Stone. But that's got to end the show today. But first, Ron, I hate to say this. I hate to say it. But I'm happy that you're suspended next week. I hate to say that, but I'm happy. You're suspended next week. You've done something so preposterously horrendous. That you left us, your teammates on Young and Happy, no choice but to suspend you for the program, program for an entire week. Because, listen, man, all week we've been telling our listeners, we've said, listen, Mike the Bike's identity has not been revealed. We were revealing it today on Friday. So you can now probably at some point today you'll be able to know what he actually looks like. But in that time period, we said, write in on our iTunes reviews, at least 5 stars, and describe to us what you think Mike the Bike appears to be in the flesh. If you saw him with your two eyes or one, or some of my other friends who just use their other senses, or like Ray Charles, if you want to feel his wrists to see what he looks like, write that in the iTunes review. But we are not going to reveal until today, Friday. Ron, you want to tell the people? Do you want to be the one who fesses up to your horrendous crimes?
Yeah, I'll tell them. I took a picture of Mike the Bike, and I put it out on the internet, and lots of people saw it, and I ruined the contest, and I wasn't supposed to put out the picture of Mike the Bike, and I'm really sorry, and I deserve the suspension, and I apologize to Mike the Bike and his family, and I've dishonored them and my family, and I'm sorry.
So, I mean, I accept your apology, kind of, but...
Can we still do the contest?
We're still going to do the contest. Hopefully, I caught it pretty soon. One of our listeners tweeted in and said, hey, Roan's being a doofus, but take that down. So we took it down. So we still have some pretty good reviews, and we're still going to do the contest. Can we just be clear about one thing, though? Because I'm honestly not sure about this. What is this for? Like, what do they win? Is this for a Young and Happy t-shirt?
They win airtime.
We never made it clear what they win.
I don't feel bad sending a Young and Happy t-shirt out.
Yeah, we definitely can. At the beginning of the contest, it was originally stated that the winner would just read the winners on the show.
Let's read the top two, and then let's send one to the winner.
Yes, I was dismayed by the racism in some of these, but
a lot of racism. A lot of racism.
We couldn't help.
We gotta work on that.
Couldn't
guys.
Help but find the racism. So I'm going to read one. A lot of them said that he looks like Jian Yang from Silicon Valley. That was
turned out to be the most unoriginal one.
I'm between two. Both of them are racist. I guess I'll read both of them.
Just read one. I'll read one.
Okay, I'm going to read these two.
Okay, yeah.
Mike the Bike looks like a cross between Yao Ming, Maui from Moana, and a typical Chinese American. He is the head size of Yao Ming, the skin tone of Maui, and just looks like a regular Chinese American. That's racist.
Fairly accurate, though.
And the other one is Mike the Bike looks
like... Is it racist if it's facts?
What's
it's like saying black people are good at basketball. That's not racist.
It's not true either.
They're pretty good at basketball.
Some are.
Yeah, some are.
Mike the Bike looks like someone that gets dragged out of a nail salon and thrown into a garbage can full of soy sauce and then pulled out and then smashed against a cement wall repeatedly until his hair looks like ramen noodles and, this is the troubling part, his eyes can be blinded by a fishing line. Kind of racist. I was with it until the eyes being blinded by a fishing line. It's not original.
Let me read you my favorite one.
Yeah, Ken, this is a good one.
This is by George Nakif.
Who gets the t-shirt?
Actually, this is George with a J, so being the very informed guy I am, that's Jorge.
Jorge, or it could be
Jorge Nakif.
From Norway.
Jorge Nakif says this, I bet Mike the Bike looks like an Asian version of Vince Vaughn. I thought that pretty much nailed it on the head.
Can we send this guy a tank top or some shit?
And I think we're going to send Jorge Nakif a tank top, even though I'm going to come out and be honest, it wasn't even my favorite one of the week. We got to do this thing fair. The best one of the week was the one we read earlier.
So you're just going to take that away from Jorge?
Jorge, how about this, man?
Take the shirt off his back.
How do you handle this? What's the professional way to handle this?
You do it like the Oscars did it. You say, whoopsies, it actually goes to Moonlight.
It's going to JD, 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 JDR, JD, JD. You need to find a way to get in contact with us, DM us, tell us what your address is, what your size is. We're sending
Read
you.
Read it one more time.
Okay, I'll do it really fast since you've already heard it if you listen to this program. Mike the Bike is a physical human embodiment of a bicycle. Mm. There has never been a more literal nickname because Mike's hands are pedals and his feet are wheels. Mm. The shape of his head is similar to a hammerhead shark, as this is what makes up the handlebars. Attached to his back belt loop is a leash which can drag a carriage that holds a small child dog or sometimes just his lunch. His legs are long and spindly for spinning purposes, while his arms are all the way jacked up since he has to pedal his hands to move. That's the winner. That's the best one of the week. You're getting a shirt. You're getting a shirt. You're getting a shirt.
No, just one guy. Just the one guy.
Yep. Okay.
We have some subjects. We have some
stories.
We've
got a couple stories we want to run through today. We got to run through these pretty quick here because it is a happy
burst. Give me one.
Drake in the news. No, not what you're thinking, Ron.
From Drake and Josh?
Nope. I knew you were going to say that.
Robert Drake?
Nope. R.M. Drake is also not who I'm talking about.
Oh, shoot.
It's Drake the rapper and R&B singer from Toronto. He's got another tattoo of Sade or Sadie. I don't know how you say this girl's name. It's spelled
Sade?
S-A-D-E.
Is that Sade?
No H in there, so I think it's just Sade.
But
Sade.
Yeah.
I met T-Pain
snap
once.
Snap your fingers.
I met T-Pain one time at Shooters 2 in Durham, North Carolina.
You can do it all by yourself. What was he doing there?
Duke won that championship, and I went over to Shooters to mourn.
Yeah?
And he was there, and I met him. I talked to him. He's cool. No pictures, though. Drake got another tattoo of Sade or Sade.
Sade.
It's the second one he has. What do you think about this, Ron? Is this okay?
I mean, is this just a...
Are you okay, Drake? Are you okay?
This is just a female that he's got the hut for. He's hut for her. She is Sade. It's an English band formed in London in 1982. Three of their members were originally from Kingston, so he upon Yorkshire.
Sean Kingston, hell of an artist.
So he turns out to be a big Sean Kingston guy, that's big.
Yeah, Sean Kingston's big.
Beautiful girl. That's right. Yo, didn't he run his jet ski into a bridge?
That was DJ Khaled.
I think Sean Kingston
did. No, you're right, he did.
Damn.
Into a bridge?
I don't know about a bridge, but
jet skiing 101, dude. Stay in the water.
If you guys are on a jet ski this weekend, please.
Water. Ugly God. Shout out to my guy, Ugly God. XXL freshman cover was on this show. Water.
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 I drip on your bitch like water. I splash on your bitch with the water. I feel like I'm 21 Savage. I pull up and fuck on your daughter.
Yeah, that guy loves water. He loves lizards, and he loves to talk about jerking off. Speaking of jerk-offs, Bill Cosby's in the news.
He should have done a little bit more of the old jerking off.
He could have used it.
What's he in the news for, Bill Cosby? What's he up to these days?
Well, Bill Cosby was walking out of court.
Out of court? Where was he playing?
He was at Temple's.
Rucker?
He was at the Leah Chorus Center down at Temple, where he went to school but did not graduate. And he was walking off the basketball court, and they were saying, "Hey, Bill, why did you rape all of those women?" And he responded.
I've been wondering that same question.
He said he responded. Well, why don't we just play the clip?
That's a weird response.
That's not a good response.
Yeah, it's a weird response, Ron.
Doing the tagline, walking out of like that's like if O.J. Simpson was walking out of his court date and was just like, "The juice is loose." Just saying your tagline at a time of. At a time of peril, maybe isn't the smartest thing that you could do in that situation. I'm going to give a thumbs down to Bill Cosby.
Thumbs up to Hannibal Buress for exposing his ass.
Friend
of the program. Also in the news, someone is being sued, a doctor is being sued, $900,000, because he took someone's testicle away, not the correct testicle. They wanted one testicle gone. This doctor, he was had a little bit of the old dyslexia going on, took the wrong testy.
So it's a PA jury awards $900,000 to a man after a doc removes the wrong testicle.
Things are getting a little testy here, Ron.
Wow, maybe it was a big testy. You really can't tell.
Well, what would be the real shame here is if he took the bigger of the two.
Mm.
That's how you get $900,000.
Do you think that this guy has a testy implant maybe that he could just put in? He could maybe get some fake testes with that money? $900,000 sounds
low. With that type of money, you could get testes that are like, they hang to the same exact level, like equal hanging testes.
You could get like those things that like in movies they're on high-powered lawyers' desks that just like click, clack, click, clack.
Those
you could have your balls
testes.
Click, clack back and forth, the click, clack ball testes.
Or you could just get like a Powerball.
Souped up big ass Powerball,
like it's like basically hitting the lottery, if you know what I'm saying.
Or like a Magic 8 Ball testy, you shake that, looks like you only got one testy.
I had a rapper in my high school named Big Testy.
Shut out
Big Testy.
Up. Nice. Are you serious?
I swear. Yeah.
Was he dope? Was he sick?
He was
he cool?
Ginger. He was pretty funny.
What did them nuts look like?
Never seen them.
Huh. I wonder. I will go to bed wondering that. Lord,
nuts are one of life's great mysteries. But go ahead.
Nuts in general.
Just like, yeah, like why do they hurt so bad? Why are they there? What are they doing?
They hurt because they're important. It's like things in your body, the more important they are, the more they hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Like your brain, you hurt your brain, that really hurts because you need that shit.
Yeah.
Your body's going to be like, yo.
Facts, I never thought about that.
Shit is important. And that's those nutties, boy, oh, those are important.
But you know that the, okay, go ahead. I was just going to do a little health fact.
Give us.
A little health fact. Listen.
Give us. That's old Caleb. That's vintage young and happy health
facts. Cashews and almonds, these are the nuts you want. These are healthy fats. Peanuts, stay away from. Go ahead, next topic.
Really?
Yep, stay away from peanuts.
What about peanut butter?
Peanut butter is butter and peanuts, so stay away from the peanut butter, I would say. Yeah, it has protein. It's just not the peanuts are not the healthy fats you're looking for. But go ahead. I know you got something
to
say.
In the mornings, I like to have a nice glass of orange juice and 2 scoops of peanut butter. Is that stupid?
It's pretty terrible.
That sucks, huh?
So a lot of sugar and a little bit of protein and some butter and some pretty fatty and calorie-heavy peanuts.
I like to just have a scoop of butter in the morning.
Butter, actually, if you're on the paleo diet, very allowed and encouraged.
I like to just have a stick of butter sometimes for lunch.
I like to sometimes just have like a stick.
Yeah, just a piece of kindling.
Yeah.
Just some tinder. Faggot.
nice faggot in the morning. What were you saying about Lord?
That's well used. That's very well used. Lord. Because I am Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am Lord. I am Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord was apparently using parties as escapism. Lord, the singer, was going to parties as self-admitted escapism, which honestly makes me sick.
Is it like a David Blaine thing?
It probably was.
What's escapism?
She is trying to get away from her problems by partying. Ugh, that makes me sick, Lord. You're not my Lord. I'll tell you that much right now. You are not my Lord nor my Lady. Why don't you just take your problems head on? All right? Who would ever try to party to escape from their problems? There's an epidemic in this world. People are partying.
Hmm?
People are partying.
Speaking of, this weekend I will be joined by Tex at the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Look for that, the Natty Tour. Big Natty guys this weekend.
Ben's pumping that fist.
Ben will be there. We're going to make some content. It's going to be really good.
Ben and Ben.
Rome won't be there because of the suspension. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. But yo, wait, is this the first time Ben will meet Ben?
Oh, Ben Council's going to be there.
Yeah,
Busboy
never
Benny.
Met the other Ben.
It's going to be an epic meeting of the Bens, a meeting of the minds.
Yo, who's been Ben longer?
Parent Trap.
Who's been Ben for longer?
How old are you?
24.
Yeah, I don't know how old the other one is. So that's.
I think he's 24
TBD.
Too.
You know what I like to call these situations?
What do you
we'll
like to call
out.
These situations?
TBD. I just like saying that phrase.
To be determined.
Yeah, TBD. It's
Benjamin determined.
All right, so listen, let's get into this, what you came for. I know you came to listen to this one part of the program, so we're going to stop fulfilling your need and quenching your thirst for news, and we're going to give you the rap battle beef of the century. We're going to kick it off here with Mike the Bike has some words for Rob Stone. Rob Stone, you think you can go after XXX Tinashe Tanone, and you're only going to get hit back by XXX Tinashe Tanone. No, that's false. Guess who else is from California? That's right. That's Mike the Bike. Rev him up. Rev him up, Roan. Here comes Mike the Bike, Rob Stone.
This is a Young and Happy exclusive. The streets is watching.
Exclusivo Gigante!
Tim Westwood TV. This is a Young and Happy exclusive, fam. You have to hear this one.
Oh my God, is that Mike the Bike?
Wait, what?
Mike the Bike. I think that's Mike the Bike coming.
You mean Mike the Bike, like the bad bike?
Yeah, it's dangerous when he comes around.
He causes problems, man.
Oh man, not Mike the Bike.
Mike the Bike.
If I see you in the streets, then I'll slit your fucking throat. Rip your bitch's pussy off, and I'll wear it as a coat.
What?
Rob Stone? You probably like pot. You think that it's cool? Bad news, it's not. If I had a gun, I'd drop it on your head. Off the Empire State. Bad news, you're dead. Rob Stone,
pussy.
I'll skip you in a lake.
Yeah.
Mike the Bike, bitch, I'll do a wheelie on your face.
Wow. I'm going to say this. I'm caught between a rock and a hard place because Mike the Bike, that's my guy. But also, on the other hand, I'm a Rob Stone guy here.
I'm a Rob Stone guy, too.
I'm kind of offended.
Yeah.
And I kind of think we should take Mike the Bike back behind the building and show him what us Rob Stone guys stand for.
I can't believe you said the thing about this throat and the girl and the coat and the bike and the dropping the gun. Jeez.
And the wheelie.
We told him the throat line is a bad look.
Dude, we were all saying, please don't do that, Mike the Bike.
Yo, you're going to cause some problems that you don't want. But anyways, that's been Young and Happy.
And can we just say we are not affiliated
with Mike the Bike.
We are not. That is him.
If you're trying to come to Barstool Sports at 15 West 27th Street in New York City, and you're looking for Mike the Bike, do not look for Ronan Caleb and Ben, because we are Rob Stone guys.
Just tell us when you get in here, and we'll help. We'll be the second, third, and fourth in to jump.
Also, I think Mike the Bike is a narc and a spy.
I love you. I love you. I love you.